Accra gets busy on this frequency. 92.7 3 FM.
Johnny's Bite on Sunrise.
Bismillahir Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Assalamu alaikum. It's Wednesday. Welcome to Johnny's Bite. Today's a very special day. You know, Wednesdays are special for me and for all those who spend time to pray for me. Thank you very much indeed. To the high and mighty society who spend time to watch and to learn critique and advice, thank you very much indeed as well. This morning, I am forced to speak about the 2024 Green Ghana Day, which was launched yesterday. We're told that we'll plant 10 million trees. Some time ago, we were told that we spent 12 million cedis. And if you think 12 million sounds familiar, yes, 12 million sounds familiar because it came from the botched Ijapa deal. But that was $12 million wasted away. I've been asking questions on a proper audit on how much we spend in planting these trees. Never mind that my good friend Nana Yao Oseidako of the Green Republic earlier, many, many years ago on TV3, had told me that he wanted us to have a national tree planting day. He took the document to the powers that be. Can I say somebody stole the idea? And the rest, they say, is history. But we are planting the trees, which is a good thing. The former minister for Joshua Makubu, who also was my friend, because we used to talk about disability issues together and were in the trenches advocating for all of that, he went to uproot some trees that were planted under the same Green Ghana initiative. So now you ask yourself the question, I've showed you seedlings that were abandoned at Jeskanda right here and many other places. So the question I always ask is the distribution of seedlings equivalent to the seedlings that were planted? And it is common sense to know that the seedlings that are planted will not have all of them survive. Some will survive, some will die. But at this time, the nation should be told, alongside announcing that, oh, we'll plant 10 million trees, 7 million trees, 12 million trees, 50 million trees, 20 million trees, whatever million trees we are planting, we should be able to tell the people that so far, this is how many, these are how many seedlings we bought, this is how we distributed them, and this is what we planted, this is what survived, and this is what didn't survive. That audit has not come. And we keep throwing money in there. We keep talking about afforestation because people acknowledge the fact that everywhere is hot. And we keep talking about global warming and climate change, COP28. We go and come make the big speeches. So people naturally will fall for these things. And that is where I blame a lot of us Ghanaians. Because we chase their slogans, we enjoy them, we clamor for them, we herald them. But when it comes to the accountability questions, then we are divided because people will say, oh, you are asking these questions because you don't like the government. It's not a question of liking the government. In the past, people have planted trees or cut trees to plant trees. We complained. So when you have a minister of state uprooting trees to plant trees, it is about the same principle. Why did you complain then? Why can't you complain now? Is it hypocrisy? Or is it because you are a partisan person? So yes, if one regime does it and it's wrong, if another regime does it and it's wrong, it's okay because you have a certain connection or attachment to that regime that is doing the wrong thing. And so this is a call to the Forestry Commission, to the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources. And you see, it smacks of hypocrisy that we are allowing for illegal mining to happen in our forest reserves. We are allowing for illegal mining to happen right under our noses in our forest reserves. We are decommissioning portions of forests like the Achimota Forest, EI 144. We, at the time when we told everybody in Ghana, including people who do legitimate mining, who would have gone to the banks to go and take facilities and loans and all of that to be able to do their business, we said we had put a hold, a ban on mining, small-scale mining, or mining of all forms. And Professor Frimpong Boateng would later tell us in the report he wrote to the president, which was embargoed for whatever reason for 2 years, we would be told in that report that, in fact, while we were all fooled or being fooled to believe that there was an actual ban on mining in this country, some people were getting mining authorization to enter forest reserves. 47 of those licenses. So how do you tell me that you are planting trees and then you come back to allow people to go and mine illegally in the forest, and then you decommission a portion of the forest, and then you fail to give me an audit, and then you increase the price of LPG, and then people go cutting trees to make charcoal, and then you come back the next year to say, we are planting even more trees. When I think about it, as young as I am, as unintelligent as I am, when I think about it, I don't understand. That you are cutting down the trees, you are literally wasting resources in that direction. We are actually spending money operation, Gallam Stop operation, Vanguard operation, Halt operation, this operation, that. And you know the ironic situation, operation Vanguard operation, Halt operation, why everything is under the direction of the same ministry that is supervising the agency that is giving these authorization to people to go and mine illegally there, and to destroy the forest and the water resources and everything else. They are the same ministry that are spending our money to plant trees. Agenda one, agenda two. Agenda one, agenda two. The ministry that is supervising the issuance of these things, because the Minerals Commission is under which ministry? The ministry that is supervising all of this, right, and watching, is the same ministry that puts people together to say we are planting trees. Last year when we had a similar event in Accra where the president was throwing his left hand at the chiefs of Accra and ordered Henry Quartey to go and tell the chiefs and to go to stand up because the national anthem was being sung not so long afterwards, the president's daughter was standing right next to him receiving a phone call when the national anthem was being sung, and he pretended that he hadn't seen him. Last year we had an event like that. Planting trees. Where are the trees? And I throw a little challenge. I said that, look, I work at Kanda. Between Kanda and Nkrumah Circle, show me a single tree that, because you have avenues to plant trees on that stretch, show me an avenue where the trees were planted, and I will applaud you. Is it a procurement conversation? Is it a chop-chop conversation? I don't know. I'm only asking, is it another part in Yasika initiative? I don't know. I'm asking. We deserve to know because we were promised that we'll be giving value for money. Accountable governance. Nanado promised us all those. So today, if you are not receiving those, we must ask questions. And it appears that for the third or fourth year running, we have spent monies to plant trees. A whopping 12 million Ghana cedis in one day, 1 year alone. Forget about the summit that we held, where we were forced to two for to say what we wanted him to say. And the wise king said, no, I won't say what you want me to say. I will say what I have to say. 12 million. Then you can add the other years, how much it costs. You see, so in this particular instance, the 10 million trees, nobody has quantified how much it will cost us, because if we quantify, then people will start doing the calculation. We'll have our own performance tracker of the National Tree Planting Initiative. In the performance tracker, do you see the tree planting initiative there? I'm asking you, in the performance tracker, do you see the National Tree Planting Initiative there? Yo. Now, the former CEO of Maslok has been jailed for 10 years. And yesterday, some say, Jill didn't absentia, she was not given the rights, she was not heard, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, she was not given an ample time to go and treat herself, blah, 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 blah. But our constitution guarantees probity and accountability. And I hope that a lot more young politicians and even older politicians are watching and learning. Oh, chop, eat. Spend, sign the things. It may not have gone directly into your pocket. But a classical case of causing financial loss to the state could be that, I am a deputy minister. There's money available. And the money is supposed to be used to buy what, chairs. And then I say, the building is dirty. So let's use the money to paint the building instead. And I don't go through the processes to make sure that the original citation for the money that says that, it should be used to purchase furniture is changed to say that it should be used to paint the same institution. And I go ahead and I order it because I think I'm a deputy minister. When the day of reckoning comes, you will see that you will go inside alone. Like Sedina and the colleagues will go inside alone. I can tell you that some of the people who benefited from them while they were in office at Maslok, they are there sitting Kulhem. Nobody even knows them. So you're a young politician. Today, everybody's calling you honorable, honorable, honorable. Some are washing dross. In Domiko Abenya, my good friend, Michael Kwey, I don't know when washing dross became the thing to do. Ambassador, lawyer, wants to go to parliament. Son of a former speaker, washing dross. How? The things that African politicians do, and sometimes they do it because the people who follow them, and you could hear in that video, people giving him fans, go ahead, wash it, wash the dross. I digress. I come back. I say, look, for all you politicians, because some people know you. I mean, we went to school with you. We know you. You live in societies and communities. They know you. And they always will say, but this guy, we knew him. No, Nishi. Say, see, how about Ben Mu 4 years or 5-bedroom house or apartment, we or cast, we or investment. People talk, people see because people know you. People knew you. How you were unemployed and jobless until your party came to power. And not just this party. And the people are beginning to be smarter and wiser. And once they start talking, and good morning to the Office of the Special Prosecutor. We are still waiting for that master stroke prosecution from you. We still haven't had it, but we continue to pay you and your people. We made a case for you that you needed more staff. Still, we no see show, boss. Or make we wait small. Anyway, Jen, show me the GES Assessment Center. The Special Needs Assessment Center for the GES. When you have a child with cerebral palsy, you have a child with autism or any special condition, and you don't have money to take them to a private school, this is where you take your children for them to be assessed, to know whether they are qualified and which school they should be put into. Give me the first slide so we can see. It's at Achimota, the same place where the forest has been decommissioned. I want to see the inscription. It says Special Education Division, National Assessment and Resource Center for Children with Disabilities and Special Educational Needs, Achimota. The telephone number is there. If you doubt, you can call. Now let's see the state of the building. Look at the carpet in the room. So if somebody has cerebral palsy, for example, sometimes some of them crawl and the rest. This is the filth and the death and whatever that they will be crawling in. There's a whole ministry for gender, children, and social protection. We have enough money to spend and dig the most expensive hole in the world called the National Cathedral. The president calls it the priority of all priorities. So if you're a poor person in this country, look at the roof. Empty roof. So if it starts raining, they have to stop work. National Assessment Center for children with special needs. Uncompleted building. And this is in Accra. And you have to bring the children to Accra for them to be assessed. This is very, very sad. Very, 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 very sad. And so you look at this, and you look at how on a daily basis we are throwing money away, and how the same government that told us that education is most paramount to them. And then you ask yourself, so the education of people with special needs, it's not part of the whole educational mix. Because today we are doing STEM this, STEAM that, smart classroom, smart this, smart that. Now the children with disabilities, what would they do? What do they have to do? Look at the office where the assessment has to be done. Torn carpets. I don't remember the last time I saw any of these carpets in any proper office. No, keep the carpet on. I don't want it. Just keep the carpet on. But this time they are drinking tea. The big men, they are drinking tea. Let them see the carpet. The way the carpet is torn, is dirty. It's not a profit-making organization. This is supposed to be the place where assessment is done for children with special needs. Children with cerebral palsy. Children with autism. Children with other conditions. And we have seen in other countries how, if those people are helped, how smart they become. Speech therapy and all of that. This is the place. Shouldn't we be bowing down our heads in shame? Shouldn't we? Shouldn't the education minister be concerned and worried and disturbed at once? Shouldn't the gender minister be? Shouldn't the finance minister be interested in this? Because most of the time, the request might have been made, but the financial clearance is the problem. Where is our chief of staff? She's a mother. She's a grandmother, no? Where are the women in the party, the MPP party, and in government, and who sit at cabinet? Where are they? Why did we not include this building? Show me the uncompleted building. Why did we not include this uncompleted building in the performance tracker? Because we are ashamed of what it is that we have now. We are ashamed. Very much ashamed of it. And we should be ashamed of it. We should be embarrassed and totally disturbed this morning and move quickly to fix it. So that if I cannot afford to take my child to a private school, that's it. This will be my nemesis. After paying my taxes, after serving my country, after deciding not to steal so that I go to jail, after being honest and hardworking, this is what I get. And not because I wanted my child to have a condition, but because Oboade thought so. Wow. Now, finally, I talk about the performance tracker. And I'll talk about the performance tracker from at least three perspectives. One, I find it interesting that in 2020, we had what we called the delivery tracker. You remember that? Remember the delivery tracker? The government instituted the delivery tracker. And they gave us the same idea that, transparency, accountability, reliable information so we can fight fake news, blah, blah, blah. Same rhetorics. Delivery tracker, then we had it. And it was in an election year in 2020. Performance tracker, 2024, election year. So the first question that comes to me, as unintelligent as I can be, is that why do we wait until an election year to have a tracker? If really we want the people to track our performance and track what we are doing and be for them to be citizens and not spectators and for them to ask us the right questions and for them indicate their pleasure or displeasure as to the projects and initiatives that we are rolling out for them, why do we wait till 2024? Because Fix the Country started before 2020. After 2020, Fix the Country was still there and other movements. We sent people from the party to come and tell them that they should fix themselves. Today, we are realizing that it is indeed the time to fix the country. Why did we not institute the performance tracker at the time? In 2022, when the nurses and doctors and anesthetists and when we had the brain drain running, if I started in 2021, why didn't we have the performance tracker? If it were not because we want to have some propaganda and some political advantage and some abuse of incumbency, we won't have a delivery tracker in 2020 and performance tracker in 2024. That's one. The professionals have questioned how the performance tracker even is, because the government has come to acknowledge that we put mistakes there. Something that is supposed to help us to fight fake news is now the bearer of fake news. And it is with the taxpayers' money that this fake news is preached out there. I've not heard my good friend Kojo Ponkuma, who is always quick to come and say, and you see that journalism work has to be done this way, and we are doing training for journalists, blah, 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 and fake news, See, he's quiet. He was happy to launch a platform that had fakery. With all the nice words, flowery words, flowery language. When the fake news matter came, they sent Fatima Abubakar. And I told you, when the news is sweet, watch those who come and announce it. When the news is sour, watch those he sent to announce it. Politics, no balance, oh. He no balance oneself. Three, let's take a look at Dr. Bawumia. He told us in 2020, the figure on the delivery tracker. And then now we have been told the figure on the performance tracker. Listen to the doc.
17,000. In fact, today, if you go to the website, because new projects have now been added, because districts are saying we have 18,075. Not 17,000 anymore.
And it can be tracked?
Oh, yeah. It's the same website. 18,075. But if that is the case, right, and you say 26 have problems, and we are going to interrogate that 26, that means you are saying that 99.9% of what you have done is correct. If you can only find 26 that are not correct, right? If those stand to scrutiny. 99.9%. Now, that is massive. 17,000. In fact, today, if you go to the website, because new projects have now been added, because districts are saying we have 18,075.
18,075. Why are we now being told about some 13,000 projects? Because if we had 18,000 then in 2020, we should be adding the 13,000 to 18,000 so that the projects that the government has done or has been able to achieve will be more. No? Why are we getting 18,000 in 2020 and we are getting 13,000 in 2024? Wagwan. And if you look at the tracker, it didn't say that, since 2020. It says since 2017. So were we lied to in 2020 that we had 18,000 projects? And are we being lied to again in 2024? It's a question that the good doc must answer. It's a very, very simple question that the good dog must answer that well. In 2020, you said we had 18,000. In 2024, you are mentioning 13,000. So which of the figures should we take? Which of the figures should we be believing? And now our mass is not good and it's dog's mark that is good. So maybe he should be explaining to us. Let's stop doing these things to ourselves. And it is when we spend state resources to do these things, that is where the pain comes from. Because we tell the people we don't have money. Then we spend money to do some of these things, and the things just don't add up. They don't make sense. Why do we do that? Why?
Johnny's Bite. Johnny's Bite on Sunrise.